This is URN.
I am joined by the cast and crew of Bull, Ollie, Lydia and Harry. And if first one of you would like to jump in and give me a brief introduction or synopsis of the play.
Bull is a 45-minute show. One good reason you should come and see it. It basically follows three employees and their boss, and they're having a cutback in the office, and one of them is going to get fired. Basically, two of them, Tony and Isabel, manipulate Thomas so that he kind of causes his own downfall and gets fired by Carter, the boss. The reason it's called Bull is because it's, well, there's two reasons. It's a metaphor for a bullfight and how they kind of taunt the bull, which is Thomas, and keep him going and rile him up so that he makes a bit of a mess of it. And it's also, it very much focuses on the line between office politics and bullying in the workplace, which is quite an interesting topic.
Why did you choose Bull? What drew you to it in particular?
I think first of all, we have to say that it's one of the best scripts that we've read for a long time. We both absolutely love the plays. It's short and it's snappy, and it sort of every moment is something to focus on, and really, it's really interesting. And I think the politics, just the way it's written, is hilarious, absolutely hilarious, but it's also sort of tragic at the same time, so it really strikes that balance and sort of makes the audience really uncomfortable. And I guess it challenges the audience in some way to sort of think about how they view what's going on stage, and they find things funny, but then they see the reaction of Thomas, and it's obviously really detrimental to him. And so I guess sort of thinking about how we find sort of bullying and seeing humans be upset and stuff as entertainment, so it's quite an interesting dynamic, I think, for the show.
Harry, could you tell me a little more about your character? And obviously it's quite a small cast, so the pressures that might involve for the actors.
Sure, yeah. I play Tony, so I am, I guess, the matador to Thomas's ball, in that I am one of the antagonists. I am constantly riling Thomas, you know, metaphorically poking him in the face with comments and things like that. So, I mean, it's nice in that we've got a small cast. It's so open in that there's nowhere really to hide when you're acting on the stage. We've got audience on all sides and acting in the round. So there's a real immersion in this, really, at sometimes horrible conversation between each of the actors, which is fantastic for me. It's great fun because I get to play just a really nasty piece of work. Buddy's very, very comical in the ways that he brings Thomas down. So as Lydia was saying, there's a real switch that is really a nice thing to be able to do as an actor, where it's all very light and funny, and you know, it's a bit jokey about making fun of maybe his physical appearance, and then Tony will switch the conversation completely with a really personal jibe that you can, I mean, I'm looking forward to hopefully a bit of a dead hush in the audience, because it's that thing where they feel like they're in compliance with this bullying, you know, by laughing they're buying into it, and all of a sudden almost the carpet's pulled under their feet and they realise, oh my god, I've just been laughing at someone who's, you know, really being shattered emotionally in front of me. So as an actor, that's quite funny to see the reactions, I think. Yeah.
And in danger sounding a bit like an A-level English essay question, but what themes are prevalent in the play?
I guess the whole, as it is a 45 minute long play, it does focus, it's all one scene, it's set in one place, with these three main characters, and then the boss does come in. So I guess the focus is on the bullying and sort of other themes. I guess it kind of touches a little bit on sort of gender roles in business, and how there's one female character, Isabel, who's a really strong woman in the workplace, but I guess it kind of touches on that and how she has to fight for her job and fight against the men to keep it, and how she has to hold herself and act to be able to do this. So that's quite an interesting thing, something I find really interesting.
Another thing which I've really enjoyed is the idea that we get through the play that life isn't fair. And like, especially when we've got an audience who generally will be going into the working world in 1-2 years, and it's quite a hard-hitting message for them to sort of see all is not fair in love and war when it comes to the workplace, and you have to keep your wits about you, which is quite a nice thing.
Might produce mass panic attacks in the audience.
Well, like, I have to produce a leaflet after. It's going to be okay.
And if people do want to come and see the play and worry about their futures, how can they do that?
So you can book tickets on the New Theatre website, which is newtheatre.org.uk/whats-on. The show is on between the 24th and 27th of February, with a matinee performance on the Saturday at 2:30.
Which is half price for
freshers. And yeah, you can book tickets on there, and you can come along on the door as well, because we always keep a few spare. So yeah, come and get involved.
And on the Wednesday, there's a special deal on, where I think it's buy a ticket and get another ticket half price. Is that right? Isn't
for
it?
Members.
So, for members. So members all come along, and you can bring the second person doesn't have to be a member. So yeah, it's a really good opportunity to get your friends to come and see some theatre.
Great, well, thank you very much, guys. And that's Bull, and you can see it from Wednesday to Saturday. So come and watch.